The question of just how much support the state of Michigan should be giving to the film industry and to filmmakers. Governor Snyder's recent budget proposal contained $25 million in tax credits for filmmakers. Now, that's a 50% cut from the present film credit cap of $50 million. And some lawmakers, including Republican Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, are saying that is one bad idea. He fears it'll drive the film industry out of Michigan.
To that particular industry and to the mostly blue-collar workers that benefit from that in Michigan, that would be devastating to them. The decision-making has been unstable. It makes some of these big investments scarier investments, riskier investments. And so, you know, that's why we have people moving to North Carolina to take filmmaking jobs.
Richardville and others in the state legislature, both Republican and Democrat, want to fight to keep the credits at $50 million. Now, the person who's charged with trying to attract the film business to Michigan and dole out those tax credits to qualifying productions joins us now in the studio. It's a pleasure to welcome the director of the Michigan Film Office, Margaret O'Reilly. Good to have you with us here.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we heard Randy Richardville saying that he fears cutting the film credit cap to $25 million could essentially kill off the film and TV and digital media business in our state. He thinks it should be at least $50 million, although he'd like to see it at $100 million. What do you think if that cut is enacted?
Well, from my perspective, the governor's $25 million approach is not surprising to our office. He has a long history of introducing a two-year budget, and this is in line with what was introduced last year. So that part's not surprising to us, and I believe that my job is to use the resources that I have and make sure that we can leverage those funds to support the best projects for Michigan. And that, in my opinion, would mean we need a combination of different size projects, and we need to make sure that the projects we're investing in with those public dollars are ones that are going to use the most Michiganders, crew, suppliers, other services on the productions when they do come here. And I think that's what's going to really help the industry here in Michigan, is show that we have a strong base and we can provide the services that productions need.
Well, we know right now, this year, you've got about $58 million available, with $8 million of that having rolled over from 2012. So give us a sense, what kind of business is that attracting to Michigan? There were a lot of headlines earlier this year about Ryan Gosling. He's going to direct his first feature film, How to Catch a Monster, in Michigan. And how's that progressing?
Well, let me first address the question about the $58 million. Mm-hmm. That number has been reported often, and I want to just bring to your listeners' attention, 5% of our budget is legislatively mandated to be spent on post-production activities. So some of that money from post-production work rolled over from last year, and then it's another $2.5 million for the $50 million appropriated for this year. So really that $58 million figure is closer to $54 million. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like not a big difference, but I got to tell you, one of my focuses is to make sure that post-production money gets spent, because those are typically very technical jobs. And so let's bring some of that post-production work to the state. It's already a set aside for that type of activity. And I have been sharing that message with the Hollywood producers, and they have found that very intriguing to know that that money is available and they should bring that type of work here. And we have a great base for that here as far as the technology that's needed.
And the workers
and the technician
to do it.
That's needed. So that, I think, is going to help build that part of the work as well. Back on the type of productions,
yes.
$50 million that we have this budget year is still a very large number. We made some program changes from a year ago. The program is now a refund program. That is money that goes out after the production is done, after we have certified the appropriate expenditures and they're allowable. So it's no money goes out the front door. Mm. But instead of being a tax credit that could go on and on mm-hmm. and on and be spread over several years, we come to the end of the production now. We certify the expenses and then we can write that and get it off our books, and we have some more certainty. So the governor's approach to this program, which at one point was unlimited, is let's put some certainty around it. Hmm. Trying to manage a state, trying to budget for something, and when it's unlimited, we don't know what that's going to mean. By putting some certainty around it, it gives certainty for everybody. And the producers in Hollywood love it that it's a refund program and not a credit, because it's money they get immediately and it's done. That is one big thing. As far as the types of productions we are attracting, I'm very happy with our mix of projects. We have a lot of interest from some very large projects, some that aren't quite announced. We have some, but we just announced one about Need for Speed. I think I mentioned that, and that's a fairly decent-sized project.
Now, what is Need for Speed?
It's a movie about that's a takeoff on the game Need for Speed, the video game. And it's about a car race that goes across the country from New York to California. And so they'll be shooting for a week in the in Detroit. And so we're excited about that because the cars that they're using for the movie shoot were made in Michigan. They're all these kit cars made from a company here in Michigan. So that was some jobs that really help support the industry, and we're very much based here on our knowledge and our expertise here in the state, the auto industry.
Well, what kind of money could something like that, a big production like that, bring in? A Need for Speed or a How to Catch a Monster? What could Michigan's economy see from that?
Some of the Michigan spends on some of these larger projects, there's one in particular that we are going through the process with right now. Their applications on this one particular one I'm thinking about is a Michigan spend of close to $80 million. So it can be a lot of money that they bring into the state and they spend. Now, the projects you're talking about and some of these others that are more of a middle budget range, they tend to use almost exclusively Michigan people, Michigan services, and TV series is another area that we're really trying to focus on because those are jobs that are a little longer term and, again, use Michigan people, Michigan services, Michigan vendors,
et cetera. We saw that with Detroit 187.
Right, and Low Winter Sun was announced last week, and that's another series about a Detroit investigator in Detroit, based in Detroit, I should say. And we're very excited that they decided to come here and have made the decision to come here.
What's the climate like for the small, independent, individual Michigan-based filmmaker, the producer, the director? Is it a welcoming climate, and are they able to apply and get some help from the state in their productions?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in fact, like I believe I mentioned earlier, my goal is to have a mix of projects because really the way to build this industry, just like any business, is to not put all your eggs in one basket. So we don't want to just go after one kind of project and nothing else. We don't want to spend all our money just on really big projects. We want
to have the Real Steels or the Gran Torinos.
Right. We want to have a lot of the smaller projects because, again, they're the ones that really do use the Michigan talent and the Michigan resources in this industry. And that's really a way to help establish this industry long term in the state.
Does it make your job tougher with kind of the up and down, kind of on, kind of off sense of where these credits are going and what's available? Does it make your job harder to sell Michigan to studios?
Well, I can tell you this. My background is in economic development. I've been in economic development for close to 20 years now. Incentives in general for any kind of industry have always been very controversial, and they've always been subject to debate. That's always been high profile debates. Do you pick winners or losers, or don't you? How do you help support your businesses in a state? And it doesn't matter if you're in Michigan or if you're in any other state. This is just a broad public policy debate about incentives. So from my perspective, coming into this job, and my background in working with incentive programs here in Michigan and in other states for 20-plus years, it was pretty natural to me, and it wasn't. I wasn't unfamiliar or uncomfortable with the idea that, wow, is this unusual, and what's really going to happen? incentives have been debated in this state for 20 years. This is just maybe a new industry angle on it, but the incentive idea itself has always been highly debated. And my job as the manager of this program, as I said earlier, is really to take what resources I do have that have been made available and spread them about as much as I can to help support the most Michiganders that we can.
We've been speaking with the Michigan Film Commissioner. She is the head of the Michigan Film Office, the Pure Michigan Film Office. Margaret O'Reilly joining us today on Stateside. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.